Welcome to Scary Storytime by Spooky Boo. www.scarystorytime.com. I really wish my friends would stop it. They make me want to scream. Every day I see these Facebook pictures of old houses stating, "Would you stay in one of these houses without power or human contact for $1 million? And then they laugh at me when I say I wouldn't. They joke like I'm some kind of idiot or something, but I'm not. They don't know what happened to me when I was a kid. When I was around 12 years old, I was at my friend Shelley's house. Since my mom was really strict, I rarely got to do anything fun. I couldn't see scary movies or listen to what she called devil's music. We went over to my friend's house a lot because they went to church with us and mom thought she was a good, sweet girl. Nothing could be further from the truth. We listened to music, cussed, drank, smoked, and anything that would piss my mom off. I realize now that she was just trying to protect me, but when you're a kid, you don't really realize this at all. One night while staying at my friend's house, she told me that her parents had just bought some farmland outside of town. They got a really good deal on it and were going to sell it when the housing development went up. Of course, her parents weren't really good Christians either and would go out drinking while leaving us alone at the house. This is when we were really up to no good. My mom never kept anything fun in the house, but her parents always had cigarettes, booze, and even dirty magazines laying around. We would laugh so hard at the pictures. They were so gross. Tonight was different, though. When Mom dropped me off, Shelley was already to go at the door. She had sleeping bags, food, flashlights, and even a bag of illegal paraphernalia from her mom's closet. When I questioned her about it, she just laughed and told me to come on. I was a little scared to just walk out in the dark, but why not? No one was going to catch us. When we started walking down the interstate, she told me that we should hitch a ride. I was really against it, but it was usually Shelley's way or go home. And I would rather do anything in the world rather than go home to the dull, boring mess of a mom I had. She would have me reading Bible verses all night long and telling me how evil boys were if I had stayed home. It wasn't my fault she got knocked up when she was 15, but she always took it out on me by making sure that I didn't make the same mistake. Every time a car would go by, Shelley would stick out her thumb and put her hip out and leg out. Most people would just keep driving and honk until this one old truck pulled up. Against my better judgment, I got in the truck with Shelley. We tossed our bags in the back and climbed into the cab with the stranger. He was an older man, long, stringy, gross hair, and a few missing teeth. He smelled like smoke, meat, and cigars. It was really repulsive. The truck spattered and sputtered and moved on down to the highway until Shelley told him to stop. She offered to give him some cookies for the ride, but he said no and that all he wanted was a peck on the cheek. Shelley giggled and kissed him on the cheek, then grabbed our stuff. We ran to the house and set up camp in what seemed like, I guess it was the living room. The floors were so dusty and there were cobwebs everywhere. We pulled the sheets off of some old furniture and wiped down what we could and swept the dust up with an old broom. The moon was bright enough to shine through the window for now, but due to the fog, we knew it wouldn't last long. The fog was about to roll in and we knew it because we could feel the cold. We grabbed whatever brush and sticks we could find outside and started a fire in the old fireplace with the matches Shelley brought from home. The water was well-based and worked fine. There were running toilets, thank God. And the water in the kitchen sink worked. That was about it. There was no electricity and certainly no television. This was before everyone had a cell phone. It was just Shelley, me, and whatever animals lurked out in the pasture. Scary. We rolled out one of the sleeping bags, then put our bags side by side and crawled in. It was cold, but the sleeping bags were warm. We laughed and told scary stories while sipping on the brandy Shelley had brought from her mom's closet. The alcohol warmed me up, and I was really feeling a little woozy. I saw a shade cross through the disappearing moonlight outside the window. At first, I thought it was the booze, and then I heard someone try the door handle. Shelley and I looked at each other, our eyes wide open and scared. We pulled the sleeping bags up around our heads, thinking that maybe whoever it was would notice that we weren't there. But we heard the door creak open. Heavy footsteps stomped across the floor and stopped right where we were. I heard Shelley scream as someone grabbed her sleeping bag and pulled it across the floor. I peeked out of mine to see the old man who gave us a ride yank her sleeping bag up and tie the opening shut. She kicked and screamed inside the bag, but nothing happened. I cried and prayed before getting the fortitude to get out of my bag. I ran after the man and jumped on his back. I started pulling on his hair and pounding on his head with my fist. He elbowed me in the jaw hard enough to push me off of him. The next thing I remember, I was tied up in a slaughterhouse. My head throbbed and my eyes fluttered open. The light of the candle was lit just enough for me to see what was going on. Shelley was next to me, tied up and alive. I could see her breath in the cold air. Her face was badly beaten, her arm looked like it was misshapen. I looked down in horror as I noticed her hand was missing and her wrist was bandaged up and bloody. "Don't worry, my pet. She didn't feel a thing." The old man grunted when he noticed me crying and looking at her arm. "You be a good girl, and you can keep both of your hands." I didn't dare speak. I looked around and noticed we were in an old barn. There were meat hooks everywhere. I think I even saw a small hand on one of the hooks. My stomach curdled, but I held back the urge to vomit. I couldn't show weakness, not now. My hands were tied behind my back and the rope was loose. While trying to remove them free, I pulled at the knot. I kept staring at her missing hand. Is this what she tried to do? Get free? When he looked over, I stopped. I pretended to go back to sleep while pulling off the ties. Shelley started to groan and wake up, and then she started crying. "Shut up, little girl. I'll give you more to cry about." The old man laughed. She started to scream, and he brought over a saw and a roll of gauze. She shook her head, "No, no," and cried. He began ripping at the skin as she let out the biggest scream I had ever heard. Blood squirted all over his face as he grimaced and smiled. I heard a snap as the blade cut through her wrist bone. She had passed out again and stopped screaming. He cauterized the wound with a torch and bandaged her up. I was trying not to cry, but the tears were pouring out of my closed eyes as my lips trembled. I watched through the wet lashes as he stabbed Shelley with a needle. Her body relaxed more and she just moaned in her sleep. He picked up a bottle of something that smelled like it came out of a car's tailpipe and drank the whole jar. It wasn't long before he sulked in his chair and dropped the jar to his side. I fiddled with the ropes again, this time freeing my hands and then untying my legs. I knew I couldn't pick up Shelley and run, but I couldn't just leave her there. The glint of a bloody axe caught my eye as I searched the room for anything. Quietly, I stepped over to pick up the axe. It was heavy, and I wasn't sure I could pick it up until I heard him behind me. "What are you doing, you little bitch?" With all of my force, I picked up the axe and swung it around, and it sunk deep into his stomach. Blood started to pour out from his gut, and as I removed it, it squirted everywhere. The old man stumbled backward and fell into an old drain. I stood there shaking, waiting for him to crawl out and kill me, but there was nothing but an uneasy silence. The cops were shocked that I managed to drag Shelley across the pastures near the freeway. I untied her and rolled her down into a blanket, then wrapped it around her and around my waist. There was no way in hell that man was going to come back and kill us. I wasn't sure if he was dead or not, but I didn't want to find out. Years later, they found him half-eaten by his own pigs. Shelley's parents sold the farm and moved somewhere away from the memories. I live in the cell of my own mind, afraid to leave and afraid to be alone. Facebook is my only way out to old friends, except when they post pictures of old houses. Did you like that story? If you liked it, if you enjoyed it, please give it a thumbs up and just comment below and let me know how you liked it and what you liked about it. Have you had any other experiences similar to this? I'd love to know about them. And if you want me to tell them, go ahead and shoot me an email with your information, such as a story. You don't need to tell me your name or anything like that. We can also talk about it. You could tell me your ghost stories or your scary stories on Saturday nights from 10 p.m. to midnight at 707 SpookyBoo 22. You must be over 18 to call, and all calls are recorded and put on YouTube. I'd love to hear from you.